were discussing the halachot of Yainetzach of Setam Yainam in Maga Akum, just to get ourselves back in the right framework. Most of the things that are owned by non-Jews are Setam Yainam, and when they touch them, they become, even if they belong to us, they are Maga Akum. We discussed recently how vinegar is subject to Setam Yainam, because A, if it starts off as wine in the hands of a non-Jew, even if it becomes vinegar, it will remain Asur, and B, even if they only got it once it's vinegar, we're not sure when it becomes vinegar, when it is no longer wine. So, yeah, unless you have some means of proving it, like the Rashba and modern day factory production testing, QA production testing, you have to assume that it is a problem and require a hefshir. Either way, vinegar nowadays always requires a hefshir. Okay, fine. But that was what we were discussing. So this machloket that we had between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Mishulam just said what it says in the Gemara, and he got attacked by his Rebbe. Because don't you know, we don't know what vinegar is? How can you tell me that vinegar is not a problem? Vinegar is not ra'i than asech al-gavim mizbeach. It's no longer fit to be brought on the mizbeach. It's not wine anymore. So there was another thing that they argued about also. A lot of things they argued about. But there was another thing in Yainesach that they argued about. It's called boser. Mei boser. Boser is grapes that did not ferment all the way. It's like a grape that only made it halfway through fermentation, it never grew, it never became totally ripe. So that grape has some liquid inside of it, and if you squeeze it and you take out the juice, it's not really wine. It's just, you know, some unripened grape juice. So that is not really rather than Asech al-Gavim Mizbeach. And Rabbeinu Mishulam and the Ri both said how it's fine. It's not a problem of Magakum, it's not a problem of Sitam Yinam. There is even a Mishnah in Gittin that talks about Mayim going into Boser. Sounds like it's Mayim, it's not Yayim. So if I ask you, is there a problem of Maga Akum of Setam Yinam? The answer is obviously no. And yet for some reason, Rabbeinu Tam vehemently attacked his Talmud and said, no way. We don't know what's considered ripe, we don't know what's considered not ripe. Same type of svara he had by vinegar. We don't know what his different stages are. One man's trash, another man's treasure. So just because you think it hasn't been ripened yet doesn't mean that other people wouldn't call that wine. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam said we have to be machmir. And then Rabbeinu Tam says something very fascinating. It'll probably be done in a minute, but it's just a very fascinating thing to keep in mind as we go forward. Rabbeinu Tam says that, and imagine if there was a year where none of the grapes fermented, none of the grapes ripened all the way. And then you took all of those grapes and made non-ripe grape juice. You made boser. Will you do mean to tell me that there could be such a thing as a year where the isur of Stam Yenam would not be observed? Like, you mean if there were no non-kosher restaurants, there would be no problem not eating non-kosher food? What's the question here? Rabbeinu Tam says if there was no boser. If there was no real wine, there was only boser, there would be no iser stam yenam. So everyone's like, yeah, that's okay. It's okay if there's no nisayon. It's okay if there's no non-kosher food. Have you ever been to New York? There's a lot of kosher food out there. If all the kosher food establishments closed, non-kosher food establishments closed, there would be no problems of eating non-kosher food. What's the problem? The Rashba says there's no chiyuv to observe any sur when it doesn't apply. Imagine not eating chametz in Adar or in Sivan. Because it's not Pesach, but it's chametz. So what? So you can eat it. It's mutar. The Ritva says, "What? How am I that everything should be kasher? What's the problem?" So it seems like this statement of Rabbeinu Tam is very perplexing. La halacha though, the Rashba says, "Had the ikaris to be mekel, machmir tavola veracha." And anyway, you have to keep in mind if the wine is cheaper than the mei boser for whatever reason. Let's say mei boser is a delicacy and wine is cheap. So then you have to be concerned that they mixed in wine anyway. Shulchan Aruch is machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, because everybody quotes Rabbeinu Tam, all the Rishonim quote this Rabbeinu Tam, even if they're not happy with it, they all quote it, so Rabbeinu Tam is machmir. Now halakha is where machmir and mebos, very nice. But this statement of Rabbeinu Tam is just like, what? What in the world is he talking about? If something is not wine, why would the Isser of Yai Nesach apply to it? And I'll leave you with that question, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a great day.